At Firestone Complete Auto Care, we hold our service to the highest standard. That's why we have thousands of ASE-certified expert technicians nationally. So if you're looking for car service that's got your back on the road, choose the place that treats every car like their own and every customer like family. Don't wait any longer. Call your local Firestone Complete Auto Care and book your next appointment today.
Sometimes the winds of change can wreak havoc on your home. Imagine that tall tree in your yard getting blown over during a storm and, yikes, landing right on your roof. That's why it's wise to have homeowners insurance that'll be there for you when such curveballs strike. Your local State Farm agent can help you file a claim by phone, in person, online, or through our mobile app. Reach out however best works for you. They're ready to help. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan.
With insurancebroker.ie.
On News Talk.
Yes, it's Ask Me Anything, where we put your questions to people from interesting backgrounds or working in a different or an unusual career. Today, stylist of the stars, Karina Gaffney, is with me in studio to answer all of your questions about the world of styling. Karina's dressed the likes of Vogue Williams, Joanne McNally, Amy Huberman, Laura Whitmore, among many, many more. So whatever your questions, queries, get them into us. The WhatsApp number for your voice notes is 087 1400 106. You were with me a little earlier, Karina, to talk about how you got in to this industry. We have this voice note in from Celine.
Hi, my question for the Ask Me Anything fashion segment is, how do you get pale skin to look so flawless on the red carpet? Is there a fake pale skin body paint or powder that you use? I always had this fascination when I see pale skin stars on the red carpet of any event. And I just love to know if there's a secret.
What's the secret?
Well, that would be more beauty kind of question, but I definitely think there's like illuminators that you can put on the skin, and it's also the lighting and stuff. And I also think it's important to like look at the colours that they're wearing, like jewel tones that kind of really complement the pale skin. I think that would, you know, emphasise it and make it look gorgeous. But I definitely think there's like a shimmery illuminator that you can whack all over your body.
And just like a body sheer kind of thing?
Yeah, body illuminator. They usually kind of put it down where the light hits. If you think about contouring for your face, you can think about like contouring for your body. So where the light would naturally hit, so like the collarbone and down the arm as well, you can put like a little bit of a highlighter down, like, you know, the really luminescent.
Yeah, okay. And then are there certain colours that are good for pale skin typically?
I think, you know, like really rich tones, like greens are always lovely, emerald greens or like cobalt blues or reds even, or like deep pinks and stuff like that. I definitely think
they're the ones to look at. Okay, we've this question from Emer.
Have you ever had any clashing opinions with anyone over their styles where you just couldn't find like a nice middle ground? And if so, how did you deal with it?
I definitely think there's always, I wouldn't say clashing, but I definitely think there can be times when, you know, you really want someone to wear something and they go for something else. But kind of what I was saying earlier is they're the one who has to wear it.
Yeah.
And I'm always very conscious of the fact that in this day and age with social media, people can just say anything about people's outfits. So I really want the client to be so comfortable in what they're wearing and like have felt like they had a decision in what they're wearing instead of forcing someone into an outfit. Because if people do end up slating them online for some reason, that they kind of just don't blame me.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? As in that they were kind of like, no, I really liked my outfit.
So you mean if you present them with three or four different outfits or styles, you leave the final decision to them?
Yeah, like obviously I can advise them, but at the end of the day, it's their decision. They're one to feel the most comfortable in their body. They're the one who has to live with the pictures for the rest of their life. So they really need to give the final go ahead.
Okay, we've this question from Lexi.
What was the one outfit that stood out to you so much that you wanted to become a celebrity stylist?
I don't know if there's one particular outfit. I just remember like, this is so random, Kylie Minogue Hand on My Heart video. I don't know if you remember it. Obviously I'm an 80s child, so she had this video where she had these dresses where like really bright colours and then they had a heart and a different contrasting colour. Do you remember it? And then she had a series of those different colours, and I just remember obviously loving that when I was younger, and I just think I loved like MTV and watching all the videos and just seeing the style on that, and then like not knowing what a stylist was, but like I kind of tried to bring that into styling now, like colour and fun and energy.
Okay, we've another question actually back in from Lexi as well.
Who would be your dream client to work with for the Met Gala?
Good question.
I would love to do, like, there's loads of people that I'd love to work with. Kate Moss, Beyonce, Rihanna, obviously they're amazing. But I loved Andrew Scott. I think he's having so much fun with his fashion at the moment. His outfit was like so bright, really colourful. But I love how menswear is kind of super not boring anymore. Yeah. And it's really kind of out there. So, and he's supposed to be really nice. So I think Andrew Scott. And like,
Cillian Murphy's working with some of the big fashion houses too, isn't
yeah,
he?
Yeah, he's Versace, yeah. I think he's the face of as well. Yeah, I'd love to work with Cillian. Definitely think we have so many Irish actors that are doing amazing that it's great. It would be great to work with a couple some more of the up and coming actors as well.
087 1400 106 is the WhatsApp number if you have a voice note or a question for stylist Karina Gaffey. This listener, Karina, is wondering, what are the few staples that you think every man and woman should have in their wardrobe?
So I'm kind of anti this capsule wardrobe. I think it's like something that has been peddled by probably myself through the years or magazines and stuff that like every person has to have these set of items.
Oh, so hang on now. The little black dress and the crisp white shirt.
Yeah, like I think that's fine. There is certain items that you maybe should like invest in. But the thing is, everyone's capsule wardrobe would be totally different. Like you might prefer a white shirt. I might prefer like a t-shirt, or you might like a biker jacket. I prefer a blazer. So I think it has to be down to your personality, your personal style, your lifestyle. So I definitely think it's, and like you might love colour. So then you're like, why would I want a black dress?
Oh God,
I would
no.
never wear a black
I'm
dress.
I'm very boring, Karina, if you knew me. Every single dress I own is black.
But just someone else might love colour and then they're forced to buy a black dress because it's on a list of things that we should buy. So I'm kind of like, you need to figure out what your go-to items that you constantly go to in your wardrobe that you rely on day and day. Yeah. And they should be your kind of capsule wardrobe. And it'll differ from person to person.
Another question from Quiva.
Hi Karina, I'm in my early 30s and I'm just wondering how I can stop myself from dressing like a teenager. Sometimes I think the clothes I wear are a little bit young, but also I want to look stylish. So can you please recommend some styling tips for me? Thank you.
I definitely think there's no harm in having kind of a little bit of uniform and like elevating certain things. So I think it's going for like maybe sharper silhouettes will kind of give a elevation. So whether you're going for a suit, just kind of getting a little bit more tailored and then adding like good quality pieces into it. And definitely think like there's no harm if you think like a lot of the times I end up just wearing a t-shirt and jeans, but then I add a like a statement blazer or a statement jacket to like kind of elevate it and make it look slightly different. And I also think pick someone that you admire their style on Pinterest, search for things that you love that you're gravitating towards, and do a kind of Pinterest board of like inspiration and have that in the morning times when you're kind of struggling, you know, something to wear, like whether it's Alexa Chung or Kate Moss or whoever it is that your kind of style icon, and break down what they wear and what you like about what they wear and why you think it's successful, and then kind of pair that together. And I also think it's like there's no age on style sometimes. I think it's like you shouldn't wear this if you're over this age, but like just elevating it slightly and, you know, making sure your clothes are clean and silhouette is great and all that kind of thing as well.
Listener says, I have a black tie event, black tie evening this weekend. Talk about leaving it tight now. Can you please advise what to wear?
I think,
imagine on a Friday afternoon.
Well, the rental places are great for last minute if you can get a spot in a rental place as well. But I also think people really struggle with black tie. I'm like, you can go a little bit shorter with a black tie. You could probably go midi or a kind of cocktail length for black tie. It doesn't need to be full length, depending on the occasion. But I also think that no one's going to be at the door telling you you can't go in.
Yeah.
I always say
that,
like,
don't
worry. Yeah, exactly. So I think like you've probably something in your wardrobe already that you can kind of rework, whether it's like, you know, doing different makeup, like a bright lipstick, or adding accessories just to make it a little bit more fun.
We've this voice note from Helena.
Who is the most famous person you've ever styled?
Well, I styled Jemima Kirk from Girls, you know, and Sex Education there a couple of years ago, and it ended up going into Vogue and Vanity Fair. So that was a pretty big shoot.
Yeah.
So yeah, that was a great one.
So when you're styling somebody, whether they're a client or a celebrity or not, that comes to you, what are you looking at? Like, is it something that's on trend? Is it purely based on their figure or physique, or... How do you?
So I would say that it's a mix of both. So I do deep dives with people. I go stalking on their Instagram, on previous pieces that they've worn, on red carpets they've been on before. And then obviously I'm looking at their physique, what I think complements them as well, and then pulling together loads of different options for them. And then obviously what you're pulling is current stock. So it is always on trend anyway, but that's not really, like, you wouldn't be pulling stuff just because it's on trend.
Yeah.
It's staying to more what suits them, what's the brief of the shoot. Like, you might be directed to do like pastels or like monochrome or, you know, so there's a lot of things. I sometimes call myself a facilitator as well, because there is a creative element, but a lot of the times you're facilitating loads of people's needs. You're facilitating the magazine's needs or the stylist or the celebrity's needs. So it's kind of like trying to keep everybody happy.
Yeah, okay. It's a little bit of management, I suppose, involved as
exactly.
well. Typically, is your market or client list, is it made up of men or women?
Mainly women. I've done men in the past as well. I've styled men in the past as well, but more women. So, yeah, it's a lot more women.
Okay. Listener is wondering, is there a colour that you think suits everybody? You know, that everyone should gravitate if they're in doubt about what to wear?
So, the way I'm anti-capsule kind of wardrobe stuff, I'm kind of a little bit hesitant about the colour thing in terms of people being too, you know, everyone getting their colours done. I'm a little bit too, you don't want to restrict people. I feel like if you go get your colours done and think that you suit a certain colour, you're always just going to gravitate towards that colour and not try
something else.
But I also think there's all these colours have so many varying shades of it. So some people are like, oh, I can't wear yellow. But you're like, you might be able to wear a butter yellow or a marigold or like a different variant of it. So I don't know if there's a shade that suits everyone. I think there could be a colour that will suit everyone or a shade of it. Isn't that what I mean?
Listener says, I'm 5 foot. I love to wear wide pants. I can't find them for my height though. Any tips? And it's also can be expensive to get them taken up as well. Please help.
There's definitely like places that do petite ranges that, like, you know, petite is under 5 foot three. So like Whistles, ASOS, even Topshop on ASOS. So there is places that do them. And also there's this like gun that I have, well, not gun, but it's like a staple gun that you can kind of take them up yourself as well if you need. Yeah, it's like, I got it on Secret Fashion Fixes. It's basically like a little mini kind of Kimball gun, and that you can take stuff up. So
good idea.
I think if it's really expensive, like, it could be good to do like a little sewing course and then you'd be able to
do
take
it yourself.
Stuff up. Like, I think it's really important to know how to tailor stuff as well, or if you don't want to spend all the money, it is expensive.
And finally, I have a very short torso, but I like to wear high-waisted trousers, something that I think that looks like my legs, you know, start right after. Sorry. Anyway, high-waisted trousers, thoughts and advice.
So, yeah, if you have a shorter torso, then the high-waisted trousers are great for that, because you're going to lengthen your legs. So it's kind of all about balance and, you know, creating the shape. And also, I think as well, it's, we always are very we kind of look at the negatives of our bodies. I think we should look at the positives. So you're like, you know, what do you love your legs? Do you love your arms? Like, what part of your body do you want to show off? How can you show that off in a better way? So I definitely think like a high-waisted trouser for short torso
is the way to go.
Yeah.
Stylist Karina Gaffey, thanks a million, Karina, for coming in today.
No problem.
Not at all, for joining us. I really appreciate it, your time. The email is lunchtimelive@newstalk.com if you want to get in touch.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan.
With insurancebroker.ie.
Weekdays at midday on News Talk.
Sometimes winds of change can wreak havoc on your home. Imagine that tall tree in your yard getting blown over during a storm and, yikes, landing right on your roof. That's why it's wise to have homeowners insurance that'll be there for you when such curveballs strike. Your local State Farm agent can help you file a claim by phone, in person, online, or through our mobile app. Reach out however best works for you. They're ready to help. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.